This is the book devotion. I am Aun Lee, and I'll be reading an excerpt from the novel Everything Good Will Come by Sefia Tah. In this excerpt, the main character Enito watches over her friend Sherry, who has just been raped. I placed my book on the table. It was her fourth donut since we'd been sitting on the veranda, and it was hard to concentrate with the gulping sounds she was making. Biscuits, coconut candy, now donuts. Sherry brought food to my house each time she visited, and she had not said a word about what happened. "Where are you going?" she asked when I stood up. "Toilet," I snapped. How could she eat so much? After I bathed her, I had to teach myself how to breathe again. Breathing out wasn't the problem, breathing in was. If I didn't prompt myself, I simply forgot. Then when I wasn't thinking, the rhythm came back. I realized I hadn't felt hungry in days. I didn't even feel thirsty. I managed my stomach like a shriveled palm kernel. At night, I had visions of fishermen breaking into my room. I dreamed of Sherry running toward me with her face made up like a masquerader. She slammed into me and I fell out of my bed. I held my head and sobbed. I sat on the toilet and waited for the urge to pee. What I wished was for my parents to come home. Sherry was making me angry enough to punch walls. I came out without washing my hands. She was eating another donut. "You're going to be sick," I said, grabbing my book. "Why?" she asked. "If you keep eating and eating like that." She wiped grease from her mouth. "I don't eat like that much." I used the book to cover my face. "Eating and eating," I said to provoke her. "I don't." She stood up and let out a cry. My book slid from off my face, just as she lodged. Her vomit splattered over the table, hitting my face. I tasted it on my tongue. It was sweet and slimy. She lunged forward, and another mold of vomit plopped on the veranda floor. I managed to grab her shoulders. "Sorry," I said. "You hear me?" Tears ran down her face. I sat her in the chair and went to the kitchen to get a bucket and brush. The water gushed into the bucket, and I wondered why I was so angry with her. Holding my breath, I delved deeper, and the feast in my stomach exploded. Yes, I blamed her. If she hadn't smoked hemp, it would never have happened. If she hadn't stayed as long as she did at the party, it would certainly never have happened. Bad girls got raped. We all knew. Loose girls, forward girls, raw, advanced girls, laughing with boys, following them around, thinking she was one of them. Now I could smell their semen on her, and it was making me sick. It was her fault.